Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Tzvi Krausman.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. The Gemara begins with a member of Meravami Tumtum Shanikav and Imtsazachos in an Eitel Pishnaim Domarakur Voya Ben Abuchor Lasnio Achie Ben Mishas Havaya. And a Tumtum Shanikav and Imtsazachos is not a Ben from the Shas later from the time that he's born. He is not a Zachor. Even if the tumtum is a poshet, we don't count the tumtum when we want to count how much the chelek ha-bechayri should be. The tumtum is not memayit the chelek ha-bechayri. And the Rashbam is mefarish the case of a bechor, a poshet, and a tumtum. In such a case, the tumtum is not memayit the chelek ha-bechayri, and we want to count up how big the chelek ha-bechayri should be. We look at it ki'ilu, there's only a bechor and a poshet. And we said over on the Avkuvchav Beza Midbeis, the Shfus Yaakov is medayik. Why did Rashbam say the case of bechor, u poshet, and a tumtum? Why didn't Rashbam only discuss the case of a bechor and a tumtum? And the Shfus Yaakov is medayik, if it would only be a bechor and a tumtum, and the tumtum is in a memayit chelek ha-bechorah, it comes that it's the bechor himself, and when it's only the bechor, there is no chelek ha-bechorah, and in such a case, there would only be the chelek ha-poshet, and therefore, in such a case, it wouldn't be shaykh to say the tumtum is in a memayit chelek ha-bechorah, being that the bechor comes out to be only an only child, when he is the only yoyrish, there is no chelek ha-bechorah. And the Gemara continues, if Shizbi Yama af eine nimo lishmoina, a tumtum shenikav and imtsazacha does not have a din to mean nimo b'yem ha-shmini d'amakra, isha ki sazvi avi yolda zacha, b'yem ha-shmini yimo, ad shiye zacha mishas leida, dafka a child who is a zacha mishas leida as a locha of b'yem ha-shmini yimo, but a tumtum shenikav and imtsazacha, being that he's not a zacha mishas leida, he does not have the locha of b'yem ha-shmini yimo. The Rashbam is mefarish. What do we mean when we say af ein nimo lishmoina? Zok the Rashbam lidchoy Shabbos. This child, the tumtum shenikav and imtsazacha, does not have the halacha that be his milas b'yem hashmini is doicha Shabbos. Kide darshinanu b'yem hashmini b'yem afilu b'Shabbos. We dash it from the pasuk of b'yem hashmini yimo b'sarar losoi yimo lafilu b'Shabbos. And being that from this pasuk of b'yem hashmini yimo, when we make the tumtum shenikav and imtsazacha, there is no halacha that his mila b'yem hashmini should be doicha Shabbos. And it's mashbir from the Rashbam that a tumtum shenikav and imtsazacha has the halacha that he should be nimo b'yem hashmini. He is only nismait from this halacha that his mila b'yem hashmini isn't doicha Shabbos. And the mashmois of the Gemara that's eina nimo b'shmini, being that he's nismait from the pasuk of b'yem hashmini yimo b'sar alosa, it's mashbir that he b'chlal doesn't have the halacha to be nimo b'yem hashmini. And yesh lahor, why is it that the Rashbam is mefarish dafke minegei being doicha Shabbos? That's what a tumtum shenikav and imtsazacha is nismait from. Why wasn't the Rashbam mefarish that the Gemara is being memayit that tumtum shenikav and imtsazacha that he bechlal doesn't have halacha to be nimo b'yem hashmini? And the emes is the same chiddush of the Rashbam we find in Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom is mefarish af in nimo lishmoina shim chal shmini shalei b'shabbos loy mechalalin naleh shabbos v'nat mechal shabbos the machmerin and gabei shabbos v'machmer gabei shabbos that is milo b'yem hashmini isn't deicha shabbos. Is mevuah from Rabbeinu Gershom also this chiddush that the miyat that we're memayit the tumtum shenikav and imtsazacha is only memayit that is his milah b'yem hashmini isn't deicha Shabbos, but avada there still is halacha that he should be nimo b'shmini. And the chayy yesh lahar, why is it that they were matchil the gemara mipshute and they were mefarish the gemara dafke b'negeret being deicha Shabbos? The Birchas Avraham is mefarish this al pi yisoid from Reb Chaim Menuchas Milo. And Reb Chaim is being mefarish this that the Rambam holds when it comes to mishi yesh lei shtei arlis. Or the case of Yetzer Doif and Rambam Paskins that his Mila isn't Deicha Shabbos, his Mila B'yem HaShmini is not Deicha Shabbos. But Afilu Achi is Mevuah Migdevei Rambam that in these two cases of Misha Yeshlish Tei Arles or a case of a Yetzer Doif in both of these cases there's still a mitzvah to be Malim B'yem HaShmini. It's only if the Yem HaShmini is Neifel B'Shabbos it's not Deicha Shabbos, but I've added there's still a mitzvah to Malim B'yem HaShmini B'mokim that the Yem HaShmini is Chal B'chol. And Reb Chaim is Mefarish that there are two dinim of Malim B'yem HaShmini. There's the pasuk in Parshas Tazvi that our Gemara brings by Yem Hashmini Yimo Besara Losai, and from there we see that a person should mal a child by Yem Hashmini. So to Reb Chaim, there's a second halacha that's mitzava a person that's mechayev a person to mal a child by Yem Hashmini, and that's in the Parshas Lech Lecha in the mitzvahs Mila that was nitten to Avraham Avinu. Over there also it says Ben Shmoinus Yomim Yimo. It says in the pasuk also that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava Avraham Avinu that he should mal his children Ben Shmoinus Yomim. So there's a mitzvah to Avraham Avinu that a person shemal b'yom hashmini. So to Rebbe Chaim, the Gemara dashens from the pasuk in Parshas Tazria b'yom hashmini yimel b'sar losay b'yom hashmini zafilo b'shabbes yimel afilo b'shabbes. But that din that's the Shabbos is dafka the yom hashmini that was neschadish in Parshas Tazria. There's another din by yom hashmini that from the mitzvah that was nitin to Avraham Avinu, and that din also is mitzvah and mechayev a person to mal by yom hashmini. But mitzvah that halacha of yom hashmini, that din of yom hashmini isn't the Shabbos. We have no pasuk telling us that din of yom hashmini is the Shabbos. And the nafkamina between these two dinim is the mitzvah that was nitin to Avraham Avinu was lav dafka nitin li Yisrael. According to the Rambam, the bnei ketura are also mitzvah in the mitzvah smila. And the mitzvah only in the mitzvah smila, whatever is in this rabbin, the parshas lech lecha, whatever the mitzvah smila that was litten to Avraham Avinu, it's mitzvah kol zari, afilu the bnei ketura, also bechlal, they also mitzvah in the mitzvah smila shenitten la Avraham Avinu. But they only have the halacha of ben shmeinas yamim, the halacha that was litten in Yisrael in parshas tazviya, b'yem hashmini yimol b'sar halosi, that's dafka li Yisrael, and over there it's nischadish this halacha b'yem hashmini, that's yimol afilu b'shabbos. So to Reb Chaim, this that we find that Yetzer Daifin is nismayit from the pasuk of Isha Kisazriya v'yoldo zachu b'yoyim ha'shmini yimol b'sar alosai. Dafka misha imay t'mei leida has halacha v'yoyim ha'shmini yimol b'sar alosai. But Yetzer Daifin that imay is not t'mei leida doesn't have the halacha v'yoyim ha'shmini yimol b'sar alosai. That's only mimayitim from the pasuk in Parshas Tazriya. Memele his mila isn't deicha Shabbos because he's nismayit from b'yoyim ha'shmini yimol b'sar alosai yimol afilo b'shabbos. But there still is a mitzvah to malam b'yom hashmini mitzad the mitzvah of b'nei ketura mitzad the mitzvah smila shenitin la Avraham Avinu that Avraham Avinu is nitzdavet to be mal zaroi ben shmeinas yom. There's a mitzvah to mal children ben shmeinas yom, and memeil there's still a mitzvah to malam b'yom hashmini even though he's nismayit from the pasuk in Parshas Tazria. And when it comes to mishayish leishtei arlis, even though it's nismayit from the pasuk of b'yom hashmini yimol b'sar alosai, but mikamakim there's still a mitzvah to malam when it's neifel b'chol to malam b'yom hashmini from the mitzvah smila shenitin la Avraham Avinu. Zok de Birchis Avram, who are dinin our sugi by a tumtum shanika veninza zacher. He's nismayit from the pasuk of Isha ki says, we have a yolda zacher, ad she ye zacher mishas leida, then there's the pasuk tells us, b'yem hashmini yimol b'sar alosi, amidash in yimol afilu b'shabbos. So the tumtum shanika veninza zacher is nismayit from the pasuk in Parshas Tazria. But I rather there's still the mitzvah smila shnitten l'Avraham Avinu that he shemal zarei ben shmeinas yomim, and there's still a mitzvah of a tumtum shnik of an imtzazacha when it's neifel b'chol that he shemal b'yem hashmini. It's only in the smite from the pasuk of b'yem hashmini yimol b'sar alosim v'meila zok de Rashbam zok de Beinu Gershon that it's ain't a deiches ha-shabbos because there we dashin from yimol afilu b'shabbos. Mitzvah the mitzvah smila that Klal Yisrael has, the mitzvah smila from Parshas Tazria that a person shemal b'yem hashmini yimol b'sar alosim, there's a mitzvah for tumtum shnik of an imtzazacha. But if added there's still a mitzvah when it's neifel b'chol t'mala mitzvah the mitzvah smila shnitten l'Avraham Avinu mitzvah the mila of b'nei keturah. The Gemara continues, Amar Rava, Tanya Kavosi, the Rav Ami, there's a Braisa like Rav Ami, Ben Viloi Tumtum, Bechor Viloi Safik, the Braisa is Memait, a Ben Viloi Tumtum, and a Bechor Viloi Safik, Zog Rava, Bishlama, Ben Viloi Tumtum, Kid Rav Ami. The Ben Viloi Tumtum, the Braisa is coming to tell us like Rav Ami, come to tell us that a Tumtum Shanikov and Imtsazachar isn't Eitel Pishnaim. Zog the Gemara, Lo Bechor Viloi Safik, Lafuke Mai, what's the Braisa mean to say when it says Bechor Viloi Safik? Zok the Gemara is coming out. Fuke mi the darash rava shtei nashim sheyaldu bezcharim b'machva. Two nashim were neiled to zcharim in a machva, and now there's a suffix who had which child is from which mother. So when it comes to the Yerusha, being that we don't know which child came from which mother, kaisvin arasha zelazeh, they have to write arasha to each other, and when they come and write to arasha to each other, then they can be neitel the chelak abachayra. And the Gemara is masik, this is dafka by hukkah v'la b'saif nisarvu. If at one point it was nikah, who is the bechor? And afterwards they were nisarvu, now it's a suffix, which child is the bechor? In such a case, they could be kaisiv ha'asha zelazeh. Pashekin b'loi hukkah was never hukkah who the bechor is. In such a case, neither one is neitel pishnayim. The entire din that a bechor is neitel pishnayim, it's only as if he was hukkah that he is the bechor. Bechor v'loi suffix is a mait, a child who was never hukkah that he is the bechor. In such a case, he has no din to be neitel pishnayim, and therefore they cannot be kaisiv ha'asha zelazeh. The Rashbam is mefarish the case of shtei noshim shenoldu b'machva. Zok the Rashbam, shtei noshim shal adam echad. These are two wives of the same person, and they were nailed b'machva, and it's a suffix which one was mailed first, which child is the bechor. It's a suffix whether or not from which child is from which mother, which one is the bechor, and which one is the second child. Rashi and Bechorus and Daf Memzayin and Medbeis de Vemascha Hukuvu Lebesayif Na'anis Arvu explains ki goin shtei noshim shal shnei anoshim. It's two nashim from two different husbands, and they are meilav. Now the suffix is which child is from which mother. Meilav, when it comes to the Yerusha, one of them is the Bechor. When he comes to be Tevei, his brothers to be Nitel the Chelek HaBechor, he has to be Kaisav HaShav with the other one, being that it's a suffix, which one is the emissary child from this father. Meilav, they have to be Kaisav HaShav Zeh LaZeh. Then they can be Nitel the Chelek HaBechor and be Chelek the Chelek HaBechor Beinayim. And Yesh Lo Virai from this Gemara to from this Gemara to a Nidin that the Gra discussed in Kol Yom Pashas Kiseitze. He is Mefarish the Pasuk Kisiyena LeIshtei Noshem Achas Ahuva VeAchas Snua VeYoldu LeBanim Ahuva VeAsnua. So the Gra VeYoldu LeBanim Ahuva is the Ahuva was mailed her child before the Snua. And Mikomakim the Ben Abechor is LaSnua. So the Gra in the case is that the Isha HaSnua was Nisabra first, and when it comes to the Chilek HaBechor, when you want to decide who is the Bechor, we go Basar Shasi Rayin. So even though the Ahuva, the Ishtay Ahuva was Meilid first, and Mitzad the Leda, her child is the Bechor, is the first one to be born, being that the Isha, Ishtay Asunua was Nisabra first, and when it comes to the Chilek HaBechor, we go Basar Shasi Rayin, therefore the Ben HaBechor is Lasnua, and the Gra explains like the Pasuk is Mefarish, Ki Hu Reishis Einai, we go Basar Shas Ibor, Ki Hu Reishis Einai, he was Nisra first, he was Nisabra first, and therefore he is the Bechor, and he's Neitel Pishnayim, Lo Yuchol Levaka is Ben Asnua, to give it to the Ben Ahuva. And it's Mavua from the Gra that the Gra is explaining that when it comes to the Chelek HaBechor, we don't go Basar Shas later, we go Basar who was Nisabra first, whichever child was Nisabra first, he is the Bechor. And this is also the Mashmois of Rashi and Pashas told us, Rashi on the Pasuk of Achrechein Yotze Achiv V'yodei Echezes Ba Kevesov. And Rashi is Mefarish, why was he holding on to that Kevesov? Zok Rashi, B'din Ho Ye'ichiz Bo Yaakov, Yaakov was holding on to Esav to hold him back. Because Yaakov was Noitzim Mitipa Rishoyin of Esav Min Ashniya. And Memele Yaakov was holding him back because he wanted not only to be the first one that he was Noitzim Mitipa Rishoyin, but he also wanted the first one to be Nailer, and therefore he was Eichiz Ba Kevesov. And it's Mashma from Rashi that Yaakov is coming with a taina being that he was Noitzim Mitipa Rishoyin, therefore he's Be'emis in the Bechor. And the Mashmois of Rashi is also that when it comes to the Chelek HaBechor, we don't go Basar Shas later, the Ikir is Minus Abba Rishoyin, and whichever child was Nisabba Rishoyin, he is the Bechor. The Chachma Shloimen, Chayshem Mishpat, and Simin Reish Ayin Ches discusses by Arichis this Chiddush of the Gra, whether now when it comes to the Chelek HaBechor, we go Basar later, or we go Basar Minus Abba Rishoyin, and whichever one is Nisabba Rishoyin is the Bechor. And the Chayri Yesh Lavi Rai from our Sugi, our Gemara is discussing of a case of Shtei Noshim Shanoldu B'machva. And the Ashram is Mefarish to Shtei Noshim Shanoldu B'machva Ashal Adam Echot. And the Gemara is Mavur, the Suffolk is which one was Neilad Rishon, that he is the Bechor, and being that it's a Suffolk, which one is the Bechor, because they were Neilad B'machva, Memeil, they have to be Kaisav Ashal Zeh Lazeh in order to be Neilad L'Chelek HaBechor. And the Gemara explained that's daft by Hukku V'Lubisayf Nesavah, but if it's Loy Hukru Klal, and he's Bechlal not the Bechor, and he's Ein Neitel Pishnayim. But Lachayus Mavur, it's only because they are Neilad B'machva, it's Mashman, the Suffolk is Me Neilad Rishon, it's Mashman, when it comes to the Chelek HaBechor, it's totally Me Neilad Rishon, it's not totally Me Nisabra Rishon. And the Chayus Mavur from the Rashbam, that when it comes to the Chelek HaBechor, not like the Gra, it's not totally Me Nisabra Rishon, it's totally in the Shas Leda, whichever one is Neilad Rishon, he is the Bechor. And the Tzarech Leima, that the Gra is going to Fishitas Rashi, the Gra explains our Gemara, Shtei Noshim Shanoldu B'machva, is going back case of Shal Shnei Anoshim. And being that it's a Shal Shnei Anoshim, we know which one is the Bechor, that whichever child is from this father, he is definitely the Bechor. The question is which child came from which father, came from which mother, being that it's a Suffolk, which child came from which Shtei Noshim, Shal Shnei Anoshim. Therefore, we have no Raya from over here that the Chelek HaBechor goes Basar Shas Leida, even if the Chelek HaBechor goes Basar Shas Hayroyin, it goes Basar Minus Abra Rishon. In our case, the Suffolk in the Leida, which child came from which mother, that's why the Gemara is discussing a case of Neil B'machva. And over there, there's a Suffolk that we say, being that it's a Suffolk, which one is the Bechor from this father, they have to be Kaisav Ashoz Zelazeh in order to be Neitel the Chelek HaBechor. And the Etzem Halacha of Rava that Shtei Noshim Shenoldu Shenoldu Beischarim B'machva is Kaisvin Ashoz Zelazeh Bechor Yesh Lahor. When they want to come be Neitel the Bechor, the Gemara tells us they have to be Kaisvin Ashoz Zelazeh, they have to give over to each other the right to be Tavir the Chelek HaBechor, then they can be Neitel from the brothers the Chelek HaBechor and be Chelek B'neim the Chelek HaBechor. Why is it that they have to be Kaisav Ashal Zeh Lazeh? L'chayre the Chelek HaBechor, Vade does not belong to the brothers. If Vade belongs to one of these two people, and in Kei, why is it that they have to be Kaisav Ashal Zeh Lazeh? Being that the Mammon is Vade, one of theirs, and it's a Suffolk, which one is, they should be Chelek HaBeinayim. Why is it that they have to be Kaisav Ashal Zeh Lazeh in order to be Maitzi the Chelek HaBechor from the brothers? And the Nesivis and Simen Reishayin Chesiv Katan Tes is Mechia from this Kasha, the Yisoy, we mentioned in the previous year on Daf Kuf Chavav, that the Nesivis lost this like Pishnaim, the brothers are noisin the Chelek HaBechoyve to the Bechor. Zok the Nesivis being that the brothers, the Torah says that the Yerusha falls to the brothers, and they go losses that they are noisin b'matana the Chelek HaBechoyve to the Bechor. Memelef, the Bechor is not a Vada, he cannot be moitzied from the brothers are the Muchsik, it's noifel to them, and they give it to the Bechor. B'makom the Bechor is a Sofik, Agam, the brothers, it's Vada, not the brothers, it's Vada between these two people, neither one can be moitzied the moment from the brothers, and the moment stays by the brothers until their Kosev Asho Zelazeh. Once they are Kosev Asho Zelazeh, then they can moitzied from the brothers, and then they will be Yachleku Beneim. And we said up in the previous year also from Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Aaron, they are mefarish this halacha mitzad the din of Ein Sofik Meitzi Midei Vadai. And just like they are mefarish the sugya and Daf Kuf Chavav mitzad Ein Sofik Meitzi Midei Vadai, who would then they are mefarish our Gemara of Kais Min Asho Zelazem mitzad the halacha of Ein Sofik Meitzi Midei Vadai. Being that the other Achen are Vadai Yorshim, Hagam, they have no Taina and no Tzad Bechal, this moment is this, but they are the Vadai Yorshim. And these two sfeikas, which each one is a suffix, if he is the Bechor, they are only a suffix whether or not they have a din Bechor to come be marish this mamin. There's a halacha vein suffix meitzi de vaday. The vaday is nechshav a muchsik, and the suffix is nechshav the meitzi. And a meitzi mechavei olav a raya. Ein suffix meitzi de vaday. The suffix Bechor cannot be meitzi from the vaday yoshim, from the achen or a vaday yoshim. Remember, it's only if they're kais from our shah zelazet, then they are a vade that they're not the chelik abachayra, then they can be mighty the chelik abachayra from the vade yoshin, from the brothers, but dafka they are shah, but without our shah, it's ain't selfic mighty with their vade, and they can't be mighty the moment from the achim. The Gemara continues, Sholchule bnei akra di agmol ishmul, yilamdenu rabbeinu hayimuchzekim bazeh shahu bachar, but omar aviv al ache bachar hu mahu, cloud the Gemara, what's the halach if the father said on a different brother he's the bachar? Sholach lohu koisvin asho zelazeh. They write asho to each other. He's misopik if the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda that the av is neman, or the halacha is like the Rabbana that the av is not neman, and therefore it's a sofik bechor and koisvin asho zelazeh. And the Gemara explains mayi detanya yake yakirenu lacherim mikanam Rabbi Yehuda neman adam leima zebni bechor chshem shen neman adam leima zebni bechor kach neman leima zeben gusha zeben chalutza. Our father has an emunah to say zebni bechor, and he has an emunah to say zeben gusha zeben chalutza. The Gemara continues, what is the pasuk of Yaker coming to be mechadish? And the Gemara explains it's coming to be mechadish in the case of Bitzorich HaKer, where there is no brother who's muchzik to be the Bechor. In such a case, the father's neman to say which one of his sons is the Bechor. In fact, the Gemara, what's the chiddush by the case of Tzorich HaKeira? Ilu boy lemeisvilei, he can give it to him in ma'atonim, ken he has a migu, so we mock him that it's not muchzik, that one of them is the Bechor, but vada is nemet to say on one of his sons that he's the Bechor with a migu, he could have given it to him in ma'atonim. And the Gemara answers that the chiddush of the pasuk of Yaakov is for nechosim shenoflo le'achim, he can, that it's a davar shaloi b'loilom, that a person that does not have a migu, because he can't be makna to him in ma'atonim, because ain't other makna davar shaloi b'loilom. And according to Meir, who holds other makna davar shalom b'la'olam, the chiddush of the pasuk of Yaakov is for a case where naflalei kishu geisus, and in the case of naflalei kishu geisus, everybody's masking, he cannot be maknet. And Meir, in such a case, we need the pasuk of Yaakov to tell us that the father's nem b'makam, that it's tzorech hakeva. In the etzem halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, that he mechzakim bazeh shu b'chor, v'amar al acher shu b'chor, that he's nemon. There's a machlokes of Rishonim, the Hashbam and the Maskel HaYimuchzakin speaks out that it's lav be'edim shema'edim shiro shanoilat kaidin lachiv. You're not discussing a case that edim are being made, there are different brothers, the Bechor. And now the father is saying, k'neged the edim, on a different son, he is the Bechor. So the Hashbam, it can't be discussing a case of edim, the imkain eina av nemon, it's posher that the father is not nemon neged edim. As Dr. Hashbam, Elamai, we're discussing a case of Bekol Ba'alma, they were machzik, one of the brothers Bekol Ba'alma, that he is the Bechor. And in such a case, the father, according to Yehuda, the father's neman to say, Al Acher Shehu Bechor, the father's neman to say, a different brother, he's the Bechor. He's neman neged the chazoka that's created, like the curl that one of the brothers is the Bechor. The Nemuki Yosef, and there's also the Shita of the Amban, Achelik and the Hashbam. The Nemuki Yosef in Asugi speaks out this, that according to Yehuda, our father's neman from the pasuk of Yaakov to say on one of his sons he is the Bechor, is afilu of Edom are being made on a different son he's the Bechor. The father is neman afilu neged Edom, that's the chiddush of the pasuk of Yaakov, that the father's neman to say on which of his sons is the Bechor. And l'chayu the shita of the Nemuk Yosef is tzarech bir. How can we find that the father's neman neged edim? We don't find any nemanis that's ever stronger than two edim. Two edim is considered the strongest form of nemanis. So how is it that the father's neman neged edim with his din of yaket to say which son is the bechor and he's the one who takes the pishnai? The Ramban and say for our mitzvahs when he's minor the mitzvahs, Leisa say that the Rambam was mashmid and Leisa say yid beis kanchen im nanu ban chilenu abonim mehavi abechoyim in aben agodl al yosa achiv. Zog the Ramban is a mitzvah Leisa say from the posuk of Leyucha Levaka is ben ahuva al pnei ben asnu abechoy ki es abechoy ben asnu a yake losis loy pishn pishnayim. There's a mitzvah Leisa say min atayra not to be maver the chilek abechoy from the ben asnu to the ben ahuva. And the Ramban continues to explain this loisa say and beside dvar he brings that not only there's a mitzvah loisa say there's also a mitzvah say va nirish yesh baze oid mitzvah esay shom yisala ki as bechoy ben asnu a yake losa islay pishnayim. There's a chiddush atoy, there's a mitzvah esay for the father to be makir and tell us which one is the bechoy. And the Ramban continues like that this is a case not only when we don't know who is the bechoy, there's a mitzvah esay for the father to tell us who is the bechoy. Or if there's a mistake on who the Bechor is, that the father tells us who is the Bechor. But I feel in a case where it's Muchsiklon in the Bechor, like the Ramban is a keem of the mitzvah sesei, adei shtikosai, being that it's Muchsiklon who the Bechor is, and the father is quiet, in such an oifen the father is Mekayin mitzvah sesei of Yaakov, because we're going to assume who is the Bechor, adei shtikosai. But our kalponim is mevuaf in the Ramban is a mitzvah sesei minatayu, that the father is Mechliyiv to tell us who is the Bechor, ki has Bechor ben asnu a Yaakov, los islay pishnayim. Fektik tzayis ha'choshen, and simin reish payalaf and Ramban, the Gemara by us asked that b'shlomo kun tev yudetz nicho, what is the chiddush of the pasuk of Yakir? It's coming to tell us that the father's neman afilu b'mokim, that it's muchsuk lan alache shehu b'chor. But according to the Rabbanon, what is the chiddush of the pasuk of Yakir? The Rabbanon Yakir lomeli. Fektik tzayis, according to the Ramban, we need the pasuk of Yakir to tell us that there's a mitzvah's essay for the father to tell us who is the b'chor. If not for the pasuk of Yaakov, I tell us from Malkum that we don't know who is the Bechor, the father is allowed to keep quiet and not tell us who is the Bechor. The chiddush of the pasuk of Yaakov is telling us there's a mitzvah's essay that's mutl on the Av, a chiyav, that he's mechiv to tell us who is the Bechor. It's a mitzvah's essay, ki has Bechor ben asnu a Yaakov, lo seis loy pishnayim. In the Sefer Tiferes Torah, he answers this kasha of Diktsois, and he explains that this that the Ramban tells us is a mitzvah's essay min ha-tayrif for the father to tell us who is the Bechor, ki es Bechor ben asnu a yakir, is dafke libe de Reb Yehuda. But according to the Rabbanon, the Ramban would never say that there's a mitzvah's essay min ha-tayrif for the father to tell us who is the Bechor. And he explains it's cholik bi yisoydei, the halacha of yakir according to Reb Yehuda, the din of Yerushas ha-Bechor according to Reb Yehuda, and according to the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, Yerushas HaBechor is a regular mitzvah, it's a regular halacha from the Seder of Nachlis. Just like a son who Pashuk gets one chelek, there's a din mi Seder of Nachlis that the Bechor gets pishnayim. Masha'enken, according to Yehuda, this halacha that the Bechor is natal pishnayim is not a halacha that nichlo in the regular Seder of Yerushas. V'arayi is neman afilu neged Eden. If we find that the father is neman afilu neged Eden to tell us who is the Bechor, and in such a case the Bechor is natal pishnayim, we see it's not a halacha in the regular Seder of Nachlis. The regular Seder Nachlis is totally in a Korev Koidim. First the sons get, and if he doesn't have sons, it goes Lepito, and if he doesn't have a daughter, it goes to his father. But there's a Seder Nachlis, a Korev Koidim, and it's totally in who Be'etzim is the Korev. Masha Enkin, when it comes to the Bechor, it's not totally in Be'etzim who's the Bechor. The Aloch of the Bechor, B'netul Pishnaim, is the father tells us who is the Bechor, and whoever the father tells us is the Bechor, he's the one who's Netul Pishnaim Apidin, because it's totally in the father telling us he's the Bechor. It's not totally in Be'etzim being the Bechor, and Be'etzim being the Karev, it's totally in the father telling us who is the Bechor, whoever the father tells us is the Bechor, in such a case he is Netul Pishnaim, because of the Pasuk of Kiyas Bechor, Ben Asnu Ayake, Los Islay Pishnaim. Memele, according to Abiyuda, this is not a chelik of the regular Seidah Nachas, which is totally Be'etzim and who is the Karev. This is telling the father, picking who is the Bechor. The father, if we know Apiemis, he's telling us who is the Bechor, who he thinks is the Bechor. In such a case, that son takes Pishnayim, but it's Halacha that's telling the Neman Sa'av, it's not telling Be'etzim being the Bechor. Memele Zak the Ramban, it's not a chelik of the regular mitzvah and the regular dinim of Nachlas mentioned in Pashas Pinchas, and it's nimna as a mitzvah's essay b'fnei atzma, Memele it's a mitzvah of Kiyas Bechor, ben asnu yakel osay sloy Pishnayim. And if he's there, it's Miyushev de Kashev de Ksois, when the Gemara says, Yakir Lomli, according to the Rabbanim, we cannot answer that according to the Ramban, we need it for the mitzvah's essay that the father is Mechliv to be Makir, who is the Bechor, who is the Bechor. Because of this that the Ramban says it's a mitzvah's essay, is Dafke Libe de Yehuda, but according to the Rabbanim, there is no special mitzvah's essay for the father to be Makir, who is the Bechor. It's the regular Halach and Seder Anachlas, that Be'etzim, whoever is the Bechor, he is the Neitel of Pishnayim. Therefore, fact the Gemara, Yakir Lomli. And with this, we can explain the havmin of the Ashbam and Afkuf Chav Chesamid Beis. The Ashbam and Afkuf Chav Chesamid Beis, the Vemaschel Nemen Keb Yehuda, explains that Shmami from the Gemara of Vidya that Muchsak Echad Men Abonim Bebechoyah Bechaya Av, if one of the sons is Muchsak to be the Bechor, Av Shalay Omer Av Ki Beni Bechoyah Hu Neitel Pishnaim. Even though the father didn't tell us he is the Bechor, Afilawachi, he is Neitel Pishnaim. So the Ashbam, it's Mavuf in the Gemara there that Afil B'makim that the father didn't tell us he is the Bechor, as long as he's Muchsak Lonu Lias HaBechor, he is Neitel Pishnaim. And L'chayra, the having of the Ashbam is a Pella, why would I think if it's Muchsak Lom Be'echem Yem Shu Bechor, even if the father didn't tell us he is the Bechor, that he shouldn't be Neitel Pishnaim. L'chayra, it's Pashad, if it's Muchsak Lom to be the Bechor, and we don't have any Raya connected to say he's not the Bechor, why wouldn't he be Neitel Pishnaim? But according to this, we can understand, being that the dinah b'chor is that whoever the father picks, he should be neitel pishnayim. I'd have a havmin that's dafke if the father is makir and tells us who is the b'chor. In such a case, the b'chor is neitel pishnayim. But if the father didn't tell us, afilu if he's muchzik lon to be the b'chor, and we have no raya kenegin, and we assume he is the b'chor, I would have a havmin that he would not be neitel pishnayim. Kamash melon the gemara of kufchav chesam adbeis a raya from the gemara that afilu b'makim the father didn't tell us he is the b'chor. Afilu achi he is neitel pishnayim. And in the Pirish Kadmon and Afkuf Chav Chesam Beis, he says this Afil Lamaskana, that it's dafk if the father tells us he is the Bechor, in such a case he can be Neitel Pishnayim. But if the father didn't tell us he is the Bechor, Afil, if it's Muchsik Lanchua Bechor, Afil Oachi, he is not Neitel Pishnayim according to Yehuda. The din of Yaakov is that the father tells us who is the Bechor, and Memela the Bechor is Neitel Pishnayim, but it's dafk if the father tells us who is the Bechor. With this, we could answer also the Kasha of the Shev Shmeitzer, the Shmeitzer and Shmeitzer Beis Parakov brings a Chiddush from the Beis Shmuel. This that we say our father is Nemun to tell us who is the Bechor is lav dafke if the father himself knows which son is the Bechor, and he tells us different than the one we assume to be the Bechor, that a different son is the Bechor. Zokte Beishmuel, I feel if the father is trusting somebody else and he tells us the other person is a Ish Nemun, and the other person, the Maimin Aideyache, that the other person is telling us that the one who is Muchsak Lancho Bechor is not the Bechor, but a different son is the Bechor, I feel B'makam Zeh, the father can say that the other son is the Bechor, and the one who the father says is the Bechor is Eichen the Pishnayim, from the Pasuk of Yake Losses Le Pishnayim. The Shmaita on the Beishmuel from our Gemara, the Gemara says, Beishlamele of Yehuda, it's Nicha, why we need the Pasuk of Yake. But according to the Rabbanan Yakir Lamali, and the Gemara says, B'tzor Chakir B'makim, that there is no son that's Muchsik to be the Bechor. In fact, the Gemara has a Migui, Boy Yovle B'matonos, so what's the Chiddush that is Nemun, that we need a Pasuk of Yakir to tell us the father's Nemun B'makim, that it's Tzor Chakir. In fact, the Shmaitza on the Beishmuel, if it would only be for the Migui that he Boy Yovle B'matonos, the father wouldn't be Nemun Aideyacher. He cannot have somebody else tell him which one is the Bechor, and then say he's the Bechor, and that son will be Zeichim Pishnayim. It's only from the pasuk of Yaakov that we have this chiddush that the father's nemun be'etzem afilu b'maimin aideyache. So if the shmaitz on the beishmul, maybe we need the pasuk of Yaakov. What's the gemara's kasha Yaakov lomeli? We need the pasuk of Yaakov to tell us the father's not only nemun with the migul, the father's nemun afilu b'maimin aideyache to say which son is the bechor and that son is eichin the pishnayim. Ulufiyah nal yesh li yashe that this that the beishmul is mechadish that he's nemun aideyache, that even if the father trusts somebody else, he's nemun to say on the son that the son who the other person says is the bechor, he should be neitel pishnayim is dafka according to Reb Yehuda. Elibud Reb Yehuda the halacha that the father is yakeh losses like pishnayim is the din habechor is that whoever the father says is the bechor, he's the one who's eichin the pishnayim. The halacha of bechor is not talking be'etzim in the kurva and be'etzim being the bechor. It's whoever the father tells us that the father thinks is the bechor, the father says he is the bechor, he is neitel pishnayim, and therefore we said over that's pshat in the mukiyeses that he's nemun afilu neged edim. Afilu for edim are saying that he's not the bechor, the father tells us he is the bechor, he is the one who's eichin pishnayim. Mimela according to Yehuda, afilu if the father's maimin adayachid, also it's not a din in nemunis if the father trusts somebody else and he says that because he trusts the other person, Mimela wants this, he says this son is the bechor, that son that he says is the bechor is neitel pishnayim. But according to the Rabbanan that it's totally be'etzem, according to the Rabbanan that it's totally who is the Bechor, according to the Rabbanan Avad, it's a din in the Emunus of Kol Terekula, and afilu b'maimin adayachar, the father would not be Neman. It's dafke b'tzorech hakeri, that the father himself knows he is the Bechor, and there's no other son is muchzik to be the Bechor. In such a case, the father is yakeh los eslech pishnayim. In fact, the Gemara b'shtomel of Yehuda, it's nichwar, why we need the pasuk of yakeh, there's a chiddush in the pasuk of yakeh. But according to the Rabbanan, with the case of Tzorech HaKeira, where anyways he would be Nem with a Migul, Ibar Yavlev Matana, Yakeh Lomeli, there is no mitzvah saseh according to the Ramban, that the father's Mechuyiv Timake, who is the Bechor, and who had in the Chiddush of the Beishmuel, this that the Beishmuel was Mechadish by Maimin Aidei Acher, according to the Rabbanan, where the Pasuk of Yaakov was just telling us that the father has an Emonis, the father would not be Nem Aidei Acher, and therefore anyways he's Nem with a Migul, Ibar Yavlev Matana, effect the Gemara Yakeh Lomeli. On the etzim kash of the Gemara, b'shtamal Rabbi Yehuda, haynu d'chsev Yaker, elu l'rabbanan Yaker, lomuli, according to the Rabbanan, why do I need a pasuk of Yaker? The Rashbam is mefarish, and the b'maschel, my hilchusa, why is it that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's nicha? So the Rashbam, according to Rabbi Yehuda, tuva ashminan kro, the me'amninan le'lahav, afilu b'makam chazaka, that the father is neman, afilu negad ha'chazaka, v'yavinan le'pishnaim, when we give to the one that the father says is the b'cha, he gets the pishnaim. So the Rashbam, I have mina nezel basa chazaka, and I give the pishnaim to the one who's muchzik lanu. So the Rashbam, even though the av is a migui, but yad lebimaton, I would say it's a migu b'makamedim, and kaimulon mali l'shaka b'makamedim le'aminon. I would say the chazaka b'muchzik lanu, the chazaka is a din of edim, and the migu is a neman negar edim, and I would say the av is not neman, and we give the pishnaim l'muchzik lanu. Kamashmil on the pasuk of Yaakov, according to Yehuda, the father's neman afilu negar chazaka. And lechayu yesh lahar al divir Rashbam, the Gemara and the Afei brings a suffix, which one's adif, is the migu adif or is the chazaka adif? And b'shlom according to the tzad, the migu makum chazaka le'aminin, and the migu is a nema negar a chazaka, then it's two v'ash minin according to Yehuda, that b'makum the av is k'negar a chazaka, k'mashmon yakin that the father is nema negar a chazaka. And with the migu alone, the father wouldn't have been neman. But according to the tzad, that amigo is always other from a chazaka. So what's the chiddush of the pasuk of Yaakov? Anyways, the father would be neman negar a chazaka because migu makam chazaka aminon, the migu is adif. And okay, anyways, the father would be neman. So why is it that according to Yehuda it's nicha? Even according to Yehuda also, the chayyur, the gemara should ask Yaakov lamali. And bishlam according to the nimuki Yosef that the father is neman negar edim it's nicha. That's klukuli amulay aminon migu b'makam edim. The chiddush of the pasuk is Yav Yaakov that the father is nemo negar edim, but the Rashbam l'shitasi that the father is a nemo negar edim. He's only nemo negar achazaka. L'chayyur there's a tzad in the Gemara that migu negar achazaka aminon. And in Cain, what's the chiddush according to Yehuda of the pasuk of Yaakov? V'yaisim izah the ksois achoshin sim veishayin tesef katan aleph asks. This that we say, there's a suffix of the Gemara of Migu Makam Chazaka, Aminon, or Migu Makam Chazaka, Le Aminon is only by a regular Migu. If a person has a better Taina, the person could have said a better Taina, in such a case he has the Kayach of a Migu. Migu Makam Chazaka is a suffix in the Gemara of Migu Makam Chazaka, Aminon, or Le Aminon. But in the case of our Gemara, it's more than just a Migu. In the case of our Gemara, it's a Biyadai. If a Baal says to Ishti Girashti, like the Gemara, the Baal is Neman because it's Biyadai Lagasha. If it's biyad the father to make such a, biyad the husband to make such a chalais, it's biyad the baal to be megarish as ishtai, in such a case he has an amonis of a koyach of a biyadai. So for Zoktik Tzai Sachosh in the Ran and Kedushin tells us that when somebody is coming with an amonis of a biyadai, it's poshet that he's nema negar a chazaka. The suffix of the Gemara is dafko migu makam chazaka, aminun ole aminun is by a regular migu. But by a migu of a biyadai, where it's biyadai to make the chalais himself, in such a case it's a stronger migu, and the other kuliyam of migu makam chazaka, aminun, the migu is other from the chazaka. Fektik Tzoyis, in the case in our Gemara, we're discussing a case where the father is biyodei lemeyav lebi matana, and being that he's coming with an amanis of a biyodei, it's stronger than a regular migu, and the kuliyamu, then it's mehani afilu negar achazaka. So in Cain, according to Yehuda, what's the chiddush of the pasuk of Yaakov that the father is nemo negar achazaka, lechayit biyodei lemeyav lebi matana, when he's coming with a kayach of a biyodei lemeyav lebi matana, it's pashat he's nemo negar achazaka. So why is it that the Gemara is a good according to Rabbanan and Shver according to Yehuda? According to Yehuda also it's Shver Yaakov Lamali, the father has a koyach of a biyodei lemeyav lebi matana. Zoktik Tzoyis Achoshin, lulei divrei Rashbam, he would be mefarish the Gemara's kasha by Ifanacher. And lulei divrei Rashbam, he would be mefarish the Gemara's question that b'shlom according to Yehuda, it's nicha why we need the pasuk of Yaakov. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the chiddush of the pasuk of Yaakov is not only that the father's name to say which one's the bechor. Kishem shenem adam leimer zeh ben ibechori, kach nem leimer zeh ben gusha zeh ben chalutza. The father also has an amanus to say that the one son's a ben gusha, that different son's a ben chalutza. He has an amanus to say his son is a mamzer. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the father's an amanus to pastel his child, and that the father doesn't have any migu on. There's no yiboy in the may of leib matana to pastel a child to say he's a ben gusha ben chalutza. The Meir Zok Tzoyis, the Chiddush of the Pasuk of Yaakov, that he's not only is Nemu with a Migo V'Yiboy L'Meyav Leib Matana, but he is an Emanus of the Pasuk of Yaakov, is telling me the Chiddush that the father is Nemu to say Zeh Ben Gusha, Zeh Ben Chalutza. So Meir, according to Yehuda, it's Nicha, but according to the Rabbanan, that the father doesn't have such an Emanus. His whole Emanus to say that one of his sons is the Bechor, over there there's a din of Yiboy L'Meyav Leib Matana, and Meir, according to the Rabbanan, Yaakov Lomeli, why don't you need a Pasuk that tells the Chiddush the Emanus of Yaakov? Anyways, he has a Biyodei L'Meyav Leib Matana. And this Kiddush of the Ktsois HaChoshin is also in the Yadema and HaSugya. The Ktsois has mechavim to the Pirush of the Yadema. He's mefarish HaSugya according to Yehuda. It's nicho, we need the Pasuk of Yaakov to tell me that the father's name to say Zeh Ben Gusha, Zeh Ben Chalutza, to say son's a mamzer. I wouldn't know that from the Migu. That's where we need the Pasuk of Yaakov to tell us the father's an emanus. Masha'inkar, according to Rabbanan, that the father doesn't have such an emanus, and the tie in emanus is lost his late bishnaim. Over there, there's a boy, Yodlib Matana. So, Yaakov, lovely effect the Gemara, what's the chiddush of the pasuk of Yaakov, according to the Rabbanan? On the etzem halacha of Yehuda of Yaakov, Yaakov, Venu La'achem, the Yehuda says, Mikan, that's Neman Odom Leima Zebini Bechar. And Rabbi Yehuda's Messiah, Kishem Shenemon Adam Leima Zebini Bechar, Kach Nemon Adam Leima Zeben Gusha Zeben Chalutza, the father's an Amonis, the pastor's child, and says, Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza. And the Chayyar Fektosis in the Vemasl, Kach Nemon Temo, just because the Pasik tells us that he's Nemon the Vakim, and not Lonu from the Pasik that he's Nemon to say, Zeben Gusha Zeben Chalutza. Men not Lonu that the father should have an Amonis to say that his child is apostle. And the Ashbam in the Vemasl Kach Nemon Leima Ze Ben Gusha is also in this area to this Kash, and the Ashbam is Messiah Dvorav Sham Usvarahu Midich Sivyakim Mali Bechor Mali Mali Le Davar Acher. It's a Svara, once the Pasuk says he's Nemon Levakim Mali Levakim Mali Le Davar Acher. If a person is Nemon to say who is the Bechor, Mistorim and Asvar, he's also Nemon to say Ze Ben Gusha Ze Ben Chalutza. And Mikanam Omer Abyudu that a father is an Amonis to pass to his child and say Ze Ben Gusha Ze Ben Chalutza. And Tosis brings two terutzim. Tosis in the first teretz answers this question. Once the pasuk tells us he's Nemon Levakit to say on one of his children that he is the Bechor. And afilu if the father says on a younger child with Nikar is the younger child, when the father says that he is the Bechor, it comes out the father is telling us that the other children that are older than this child are not his children. And if the father is telling us that these are not his children, it comes out they're from a Ish Acher, and they were from an Ish Acher that was Boilin Ish Sish, from male, these children are Mamzerim. So we see from the pasuk that tells us the father is Nemon Levakir and tells us that the younger child is the Bechor, that he's Nemon to say on the other children that they are Mamzerim. Once we see the father's Nemon to say on the other children they are Mamzerim, who then is Nemon to say Zeh Ben Gusha, Zeh Ben Chalut. So we see from the pasuk a father has an Emunah to pass to his children. Tosis brings a second shot from Rabbeinu Eliyahu that he's Mefarish. The pasuk of Yaakov is not only going on which son is the Bechor, it's also going on Ben Asnua. And the Gemara in Yevamos tells us, what does it mean, Ben Asnua? She's Snua bin Yisrael, she's from the Yisuria Atayra, she's a Gusha or Chalutza to a Kohen, she's Snua bin Yisrael. And the Pasuk of Yaakov is not only telling us that he's saying this son is the Bechor, but he's also Yaakov that this son is a Ben Asnua, he's Nemon to say that this child is a Ben Gusha or Ben Chalutza. We see from the Pasuk itself, from the Pasuk of Yaakov, that's telling us not only is Nemon to say that he is the Bechor, but he's also Nemon to say he is the Ben Asnua. Mikanam Rabbi Yehuda, that he's Nemon to say Zeh Ben Gusha, Zeh Ben Chalutza. The Chassam Sofer in Chuvas and Evan Ezin Simon Yagimel is Mefarish according to Ben Eliyahu. It's not the Pshat the Pasuk is saying two different things. It's not the Pshat that the Pasuk is telling us, first of all, Yaakov, which one is the Bechor, and also Yaakov, that this child is the Ben Asnua. Avada Pashtei Dekra is discussing a father telling us which one of his sons is the Bechor. So, the Chassam Sofer, we are discussing a Tzir that we know this, that the Bechor is the Ben Asnua. The Snua had the Bechor, and the Ahuva had the second child. And it's a Sofik, which child came from which mother. And in such a case, it's Kiyim Ben Bechor Ben Asnua Yaakov is Nemun to tell us that which child is the Bechor, and that child is the Ben Asnua. This that is Mevaka, which one's the Bechor, he's also telling us which one is the Ben Asnua. Memeli is passing the child, he's saying Zeh Ben Gusha, Zeh Ben Chalutza. Dr. Ben Eliyahu, we see from the Pasuk of his Nemun Levaka and tells which one is from the Snua. And we know that the Snua is the one who had the Bechor, and this that he's telling us this child is the Bechor, he's telling us that this child came from a Snua bin Yisrael, that she's from a Gusha and a Chalutza, and she's a apostle. We see a father's Nemun to pass the child. Tosis is the Messiah with the Sheet of the Behag. Tosis means that the Behag paskins that according to Yehuda, this time the Nemun Adam Leima is a Ben Gusha, is a Ben Chalutza, father's an Emanus to say as child is a Mamzer, or a Ben Gusha, Ben Chalutza, is Dafka Ben Makum, the father's being Mevaka, which one is the Bechor? When the father's telling us which one is the Bechor, and Aideh, this that he's telling us which one is the Bechor, it comes out a different child is a Mamzer, or a different child is a Ben Gusha, or Ben Chalutza. In such a case, the father's an Emanus, it's through the Emanus of saying which one is the Bechor, even though Al Yoda is going to say children are apostle, he's never to say which child is apostle. But Stamazai, a father, comes over and tells us that one of his children is a Ben Gusha or Ben Chalutza, one of his children is a Mamzer, Dr. Behag. The father does not have an amanus to say his child is apostle, to say his child is a Ben Gusha or a Ben Chalutza. And Tosis brings that the Ri is Chelik on the Behag. In fact, the Ri on the Behag from the Gemara in Yevamos, the Gemara in Yevamos brings on Daf Mem Zayin, brings a Maisa, who the Osir Kamedu of Yehuda, Amalu Niskayati Beni or Ben Atzmi. He told Rav Yehuda that he was Megayi Beni Ben Atzmi, Apostle Geiris. Basically, he's claiming that he's still a guy, his Geiris was Apostle. And Rav Yehuda told him, Nemanata Lifsal Atzmecha Viata Neman Lifsal Bonecha. The Dr. Rav Yehuda told him that he only is an Amonis to say that he is a guy to Apostle himself, but he does not have an Amonis to Apostle his children. And the Gemara asks from the Shita of Rav Yehuda, the Tanya Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda says that a father's Neman to say is Ben Gusha, Ben Chalutza. And the Gemara answers, Amrav Nachman Yitzchok Dachi Gamer Lidvarecha Kusiyat Venedis the Kusi. Even though a father is an amonist apostle, his child, but Lidvarecha, that you are Megayah Beinir Beinatzmi, you are Megayah Bemakam was apostle, Gavis, Lidvarecha Kusiyat, even if Lidvarecha you are a Kusi, Vein Edis the Kusi, you don't have an amonist apostle, your children, even if you does mask him in such a case, Lidvarecha Kusiyat, that a person wouldn't be numb to apostle his children. But our kapanim is mavur from the Gemara. I feel b'makom that somebody is not being mevaka. Which child is the bechor? He's coming to say niskeirati beini ubeinatzmi. I feel lucky. The Gemara says according to Yehuda, the fathers and amanus the pastelus children. It's only according to the rabbanim that the Gemara had the answer that you only nemal lifts latzvecha veinat and nemal lifts losbanecha. But the Gemara then asked according to Yehuda, it's mashma according to Yehuda, our fathers and amanus to say in his children that you are goy if not for this far of lidvrecha kusiyata. And the chodesh is shver on the behag. The behag is saying that the Yehuda says you only have an amanus from makom you being mevaka. Which one is the bechor? Umemelo the Ri is chelik on the behag, and the Ri says according to Yehuda, a father is an amanus to pastel his child. They say zeh ben gusha, zeh ben chalutza. They say his child is a mamzer. The Rosh also brings the sheet of the behag and the kash of the Ri, and the Rosh is madche the kash of the Ri from the Gemara in Yevamos. So the Rosh, being that this person who's coming is claiming he's a guy, and a guy doesn't have a din bechor. So he's coming to say that the one who we assumed is his bechor does not really have dinei bechor, being that he's a goy and his children are goyim. In such a case, there are no dinei bechor, so that's also called akaras ha-bechor. He's saying that his child is not really a bechor. Hagami is his firstborn child, but he wouldn't have a din bechor, being that he's a goy. He's niskiati lebeni lebein atzmi. So Dr. Rosh, that's also called akaras ha-bechor, and according to the sheet of the behag, that a person has an emonis anytime it's negate, they're saying which one is the bechor, he's nemer on anything that comes out of it. But Makan, that he's saying that there is no dinei bechor, because he's a guy, you'd be nemer to say he's a guy and his children are goyim, and this way we'll know that the firstborn child doesn't have dinei bechor. The Amban brings this teretz of the Rosh, and the Amban is chiluk on the Rosh. So Dr. Amban, this is not called akaras ha-bechor. Hakaras ha-bechor is to say which child is the bechor, but in the case when he's saying that he is a guy, and I say this that we know he's a guy, there won't be any dini ha-bechor because his firstborn child will not have a din of a bechor. It's like the Amban, that's not hakaras ha-bechor. Hakaras ha-bechor is to say which child is the bechor. Over here, his entire nemanus is to say that he is not the bechor, but he's not saying that anybody is the bechor. He's saying he is a guy and there are no dini bechor. So the Amban, that would not be included in the halacha of being makir bechor. This is only the halacha that a person has the amanus to pass to his child. Mela the Amban is also chelik on the behag. And the Amban, we have a raya from the Gemara in Yevamos that according to Abi Yehuda, a person has the amanus to pass to his child. Afilu shloya de akaras ha-bechor. In the etzim sheet of the behag, that according to Abi Yehuda, the father only is an amanus to say zeh ben gusha, zeh ben chalutza, to say his child is a mamzer, only when it's coming idea akaras ha-bechor through an edis migu that he's nemun to say that this zeh b'ni b'chor is nemun any zaitik psulim that come out of this edis of zeh b'ni b'chor. But shalaya de akaras ha-bechor, but makom that he's not coming to say one of his children is the b'chor, a father does not have an amanus to pass to his child. It's mavur from the lashon of the Rosh that he understood the behag. The behag is not coming to explain shittas of Yehuda. The behag is coming to tell us that we hold la halacha. Avada according to Yehuda, father is an amanus to say zeh ben gusha, zeh ben chalutza, to say his child is a mamzer. It's only lididan, we pass him like Yehuda halfway. We pass him like the rabbanon who say a father does not have an amanus to say zeh ben gusha, zeh ben chalutza. But we pass him like Yehuda, ben mokim that the akaras ha-bechor comes out min atzad that he's coming to pass other children to say a different child is a ben gusha, a ben chalutza, or a mamzer. If he's coming to say on a younger child that this child is the bechor, and a male the bonim agdeilim that are nicker, that they're older than this child, akochach ameish acher, and these bonim are mamzerim, in such a case the father's nemu to say zebini mamzer. It's only at the akaras ha-bechor that we pass him like Yehuda, but shalei at the akaras ha-bechor we pass him like the rabbanim. And the chayv of the kavana of the Rosh is to give a second teretz for the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos is mevur that according to Yehuda, the fathers and amanus to say his children are goyim. And the Rosh is explaining in a chanami according to Yehuda, the fathers nemun to say zeh ben gusha, zeh ben chalutza. The fathers nemun to pass to his children. Memel it's nichud the Gemara in Yevamos. Why the Gemara says according to Yehuda, the fathers nemun to say his children are goyim. It's only the Deidan, we only pass him like Yehuda, and Makam that's coming idea Karas HaBachayr, and Makam that's not coming idea Karas HaBachayr, we pass him like the Rabbanah, that the father is in them to say Zeh Ben Gusha, Zeh Ben Chalutza. Mikvege is matmiya on the Rosh's understanding of the Behag. Factory Kvege, how is it that we can make up a new Shita? We can pass him like Yehuda Lachatzor, and it's not the Shita of Yehuda, and it's not the Shita of the Rabbanah. According to Yehuda, the father is Nemon Legami, and according to the Rabbanah, the father is in them Bechlal to say Zeh Ben Gusha, Zeh Ben Chalutza. So how could we make up a third shita of a shita lachatzor in the passing like Yehuda when it comes idea karas ha-bechayra and paskin like the Rabbanim when it comes shloi idea karas ha-bechayra? Mikvege is mazber that the behag understood that Yehuda is saying two different shitas. There are two machlekes in Yehuda and the Rabbanim. The behag held that both joshes, he also the joshes of the first teretz of Tosfos, that when the kiyas bechor ben asnu yakir, When the father is being makir that the younger child is the bechor, it comes out he's passing his other children, he's saying his other children are mamzerim. And in such an oifen, the pasuk is telling us that the father's neman, he's kias bechor ben asnua yakir lo seslei pishnayim, is mechadish that the father has such a nemanis to say his younger child is the bechor. And in such a case where he's passing all the children, he's neman to say on the other children they are mamzerim. Only the Bahag understood that we only see from the pasuk the father's neman when it's coming through akaras habachar, when it's coming at the amigu of akaras habachar. In such a case, according to Abi Yehuda, the father's neman to say that the younger child is the bechor and the other children are mamzeim, and there he has a neman to say on the other children they are mamzeim to pass those children. But Zakta Bahag, the Bahag also holds that there's a second sheet of Abi Yehuda. The lashon of Abi Yehuda is kishem shenemun adam leima zebni bechor kach neman adam leima zeben gusha zeben chalutza. We see from the pasuk, just like there's an emanus to say Zebni Bechor, viewed as a second shita, Kishem is never to say Zebni Bechor, he's never to say Zeben Gusha, Zeben Chalutza. And the Makar of that Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is like the Joshua of Rabbeinu Eliyahu, Ki has Ben Bechor Ben Asnua Yaker, that he's been Makar, that he is the Ben Asnua. Not only is being Makar which child is the Bechor, but he's also never to say that which child is a Ben Asnua, to pass of the child to say Zeben Gusha, Zeben Chalutza. But this is a second shita of Rabbi Yehuda that he also passes the father's an emanus to say that this child is a Ben Asnua. So the Bahag ben again the first sheet of Machlekes of Yehuda, there are born if I deakar sabachayr our father's nemut to say the other children are mamzeim. We pass on like Yehuda. The melei deakar sabachayr we hold the father's nemut to pass to his children. But ben again the second sheet of Yehuda that the father's nemut to say zeben gusha zeben chalutza that Yaakov is going on that this child is a ben asnua. In that case we pass on like the rabbanon that the father does not have such an emunus. The melei zok the Bahag agam Yehuda holds in all cases the father's nemut. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda in one shita that idea akaras abachayri the father's neman to pass to his children, and we pass like the abundant in the second shita that the father's not even a manus to say ba'almo zeben gusha zeben chalutza. In the etzem shita sabahag, the Bahag says that when it comes to akaras abachayri the father's an amanus to say that his child is a mamzer, is an amanus to say that this child is a ben gusha or ben chalutza. Yeshtaayin, what is the case that idea akaras abachayri the father says the child is a ben gusha ben chalutza? Bishlam, when it comes to a mamzer, we could understand the case. The case is when the father is saying on the younger child, he is the bechor. Mamela, the other children are not his children. They are come from ish achir was born in ish asish, and these children are mamzerim. And in such a case, the father is never to say that the older children are mamzerim. But when it comes to the case of ben gusha ben chalutza, how is it that through akaras habachayri the father is saying the child is a ben gusha ben chalutza? And it's mevua from the rush, like we said over from the chasam sefer earlier. The case is that we know the older child came from the snua. We know the oldest child came from the snua. The question is which child came from the snua and which child came from the ahuva. So when he's being makir, which child is the bechor, he's saying that this child came from the snua. He's saying this child is a ben gusha or ben chalutza. Through that case of akaras habechor, he's also passing the child and he's saying he's a ben gusha or ben chalutza. That's the case that according to Abi Yehuda, we hold that yeneman, being that it's coming through akaras habechor, he's neman to say zebni ben gusha or ben chalutza. Mashegi, in a regular case, when he comes to Pasla and say Ben Gusha, Ben Chalutza, the father would not be Nemon, because in such a case, we pass like the Abon, that the father does not have an Amon to say that Ben Gusha is a Ben Chalutza. Al-Koponim, he said, there were three Pirushim, where does Abiyuda see from the Pasuk of Yaakov that the father's Nemon to say that Ben Gusha is a Ben Chalutza? The Rashbam explains it comes because of Chasvor, if he's Nemon to say he was the Bechor, Mistam, he's Nemon to say also that Ben Gusha is a Ben Chalutza. And Taisis brings two Purushim. The first Taisis of Taisis is that if he's Nemut to say on a younger child he is the Bechor, Mimela Ashmeenim, that the older children are Mamzeim, and we see from here the father's Nemut to say on the older children they are Mamzeim. And Taisis brings from Rabbein Eliyahu that the Pasuk of Kiyaz Kor Ben Asnua Yaakov, he's being Makir that it is Ben Asnua. And it's like the Gemara Yavam is explained, it's Snua Ben Yisrael, he's Nemut to say this child is a Ben from a Snua Ben Yisrael, he's Nemut to say it's a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza. And we said over from the Chasam Sefer, the Pirush of Rabbeinu Eliyahu, it's not their child, it's two separate Joshes. He's Nemut to say which one's the Bechor, and he's also Nemut to say that it's a Ben Asnua, it's a Ben Gusha, Ben Chalutza. It's in a case when we know the Bechor came from the Snua, and we want to know which child came from the Snua, which child came from the Ahuva, he's Nemut to say which child is the Bechor, and that child is the one who came from the Snua, and is a Snua Ben Israel, and that child is a Ben Gusha, Ben Chalutza. We then said, over the Machlekes, the Bahag and the Reed, the Bahag holds that Yehuda only said his Shita that the father's Neman B'makim, it's coming out there, Akaras HaBechayra, there's a Tetzah that other Psulim are coming out of his Edis, that this child is the Bechor. In such a case, they have his Neman, in a regular case, the father's not Neman. And the Reed is Chedek Mekoyach, the Gemara, and Yevamis, that we see a father's Neman to say in his children, they are Goyim. The Melezot, the Reed, the father's always Neman to say, Zeb Ben Gusha, Zeb Ben Chalutza. And the Rosh was Madchil the Raya from the Gemara in Yevamos, that that's also called Akaras HaBechayra, because if he's a guy and his children are guy, there are no Dini HaBechayra. We said over to Machlikis, the Ramban and the Rosh. The Ramban holds that that's not called Akaras HaBechayra, because he's saying he's not a Bechayr, he's not saying which child is the Bechayr. And the Rosh understands that this is also a case of Akaras HaBechayra, and a male of the Bahag, in such a case a person would be Namun. The Rosh is also Mavur that he had a Chiddushtik understanding of the Bahag. The Rosh understood the Bahag, that the Bahag is not saying over what Shittus Rabbi Yehuda is. Rabbi Yehuda holds the father's always Namun. So the Rosh, that if the Bahag is saying that we only pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, they are Karas HaBechayra, but Vashalay, they are Karas HaBechayra, we pass him like the Rabbanon. And if he's there, it's also Miyushav the Raya from the Gemara in Yevamos, because the Gemara in Yevamos is telling us on the Etzim Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, but we only pass him like Rabbi Yehuda Lachatzon. And Craig is Matmi on the Rosh. How is it that the Rosh can say that we can pass him like Rabbi Yehuda Lachatzon, but not pass him not like Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Rabbanon? And Craig is Masber that the Rosh understood in the Bahag, there's two Dinim and Shitas of Rabbi Yehuda. First of all, that he's Nemun to say which one's the Bechor, and then there's a Josh of Kishem Shnemun that is to say which one's the Bechor. He's also Nemun to say Zeb Ben Gusha, Zeb Ben Chalutza. And it's learned that from two different Joshes. The first din that he's Nemun to say which one's the Bechor is the Halacha that Tosfos brought according to the first Teretz. The Memela Ashmina that Idea Akaras HaBechor is Nemun to say that all the children are Mamzerim. And the Bahag understood that he's only Nemun when it comes to Akaras HaBechor. Migu is Nemun to say which child is the Bechor is Nemun to say that other children are Mamzerim. But then there's the second Josh, like the second Teretz of Tosfos. He's Nemun to be Makir, which child is the Ben Asnua, he's Nemun to say Zeb Ben Gusha, Zeb Ben Chalutza. And we pass him like Rebuda only in his first sheet that the father's Nemun Idea Karas HaBechor to pass all the children. But when he gave the second sheet of Rebuda, Kishem Shem Nemun to say who's the Bechor, he's also Nemun to say Zeb Ben Gusha, Zeb Ben Chalutza. On that Chiddush of Rebuda, we pass him like the Rabbanon, and therefore Zakta Bahag, we pass him that of the father's only Nemun Idea Karas HaBechor to pass all his children, but Shalai Idea Karas HaBechor, your father is not Nemun to pass all his children. The Gemara is Mamshech with the memory of Rabbi Yechanan, Amar Beniyu, Vechazav, Amar Abdihu, is Einei Neman. If a person says on another person, Beniyu, and then he wishes to be Chazir and says he's not his son, Vechazav, Amar Abdihu, it's really his Eved, Zakhti Rabbi Yechanan, is Einei Neman. And the Rashbam is Mefarish, that being that the Torah was Maimon, the father to say Beniyu, as the Halacha of Agada, and Kivin Chehigit, Shuvah, and Chazir, Umagit. And Rabbi Yechanan continues that in the opposite case, if he says Abdihu, Vechazav, Amar Beniyu, in such a case he is Neman. And over here there is no problem of Kivan Shege Tshuva in the Chayzo Magid, because he can be Mefarish the Bur of Rishonim that already said Avdiyu, what he meant to say was the Misham Sheli Kavdu Karama. There's a Machlokes of Rishonim, what is the case Rabbi Yechon is discussing when he says Beniyu V'chazav Amar Avdiyu, this that is Einer Neman, what is the case Rabbi Yechon is discussing? The Ashbam and the V'amaschol V'chazav Amar Avdiyu is Mefarish, Bein B'toich K'dei Dibor, Bein La'ache K'dei Dibor. We are discussing Bein if it was Toich the Dibo, Bein if it was La'achaz Man. In both of these cases, if he says Beni V'chazav Amar Avdiyu is Einei Neman. The Torah in Simin Reish Ayin Tes is Chelek on the Rashbam. In fact, the Torah in the Rashbam, the Halacha in Kol HaTorah Kula is Toich the Dibo is Kedibo Dami. And normally a person can be Chayza from his Dibo, but Toich the Dibo. So why is it that in our Suga we should say that a person can't be Chayza from this test that he says Beni U B'Seich Toich the Dibo? In Mela, the Torah is Chelek on the Rashbam, and the Torah, our Suga is discussing Dafka La'achik the Dibo. But if a person is chayzer from this that he says beniyu b'seich teich kedei dibor and he says avdihu avadi could be chayzer from dibor of rishonim b'seich teich kedei dibor and he's nemun to say that it's avdi and be chayzer from this that he says beniyu. And the shittas of Rashbam is tzarech bir maishno over here from kol tori kula that the halacha always is teich kedei dibor is kedibor dami. The Beis Yosef in Simin Reish Ayin Tes is Mefarish the Shitas HaRashbam. He says this that we say Teich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami is Dafka that a person could be Chayza from a Chalois that came out of his Dibur. Manshenkin, a person cannot be Chayza, make it Kilu he didn't speak Bechlal. And Benegea our Sugya being that he can't be Chayza and say it's Kilu he didn't speak Bechlal. So he said the words Beniyu V'chazav HaMe'avdiyu, so then there's a Chazoko that a person doesn't say on his Eved that he's Beniyu. It's not the Pshat Mitzad the Nemonis that he says Beniyu, it's Chalal Kilu and Edis and a Yakan that this is Beniyu, and therefore he can't be Chayzer, then afterward and say Avdiyu. So the Beis Yosef, even though he can be Chayzer, but say Teich Kedei Dibor, and there is no Edis that it's Beniyu, but Al Kopanim, he definitely called this person Beni, and there's a Chazaka that a person doesn't call his evidence to Eved is Ben. So mainly he can't be Chayzer neged the Chazaka and say that it's not a Ben, and it's really an Eved. Being that there's a Chazaka, a person doesn't call an Eved a Ben, and he called this person a Ben, there's no way to be Chayzer, but say Teich Kedei Dibor. And this is because the whole halach of Teich Kedei Dibor is only that a person could be chayza from the chalois of the dibor, something that was created a chalois or a kinyan that was created by his dibor, he could be chayza b'sech Teich Kedei Dibor. But a person can't make a kilu he didn't speak, he can't erase his dibor. So therefore, being that he spoke and he says beniyu and there's a chazaka, a person doesn't cause ever a ben remela, he cannot be chayza now and say avdi who is being made neged a chazaka, and therefore it's ein neman. It's mashmir from the lashon of the Nemuki Yosef that he had a different understanding why, according to the Rashbam, a person who says b'ni v'chazav ma'avdi is ain't a neman and he can't be chayzer teich de dibur. The lashon of the Nemuki Yosef is kiven sheikire pamachas. Once he's makir a child one time, he used the schus of a yakir to say on somebody b'ni that he's a bechor. Shavloi nosnan loi teira hakara hakara achar hakara. The Torah never gave him the schus to be makir two times to do a hakara achar hakara. So Mimela, the first Adasi is saying when he says Beniyu, that's Beteiris Ayakir, he has the Xeris Akosav, the Nemonis of the Torah of Ayakir. On the second Dibur, he's saying the second Dibur doesn't have the Xeris Akosav of the Nemonis of the Torah of Yakir. Mimela, the second Dibur can't be Eiker the first Dibur. We only say Teichle Dibur's Ke Dibur Domi, a person can be Eiker his first Dibur if the two Diburim are equal. So the second Dibur could be a Chazor from the first Dibur. But in our case, with the first Dibur, he says, has the Xeris Akosav of Yakir that him Haminosei Atoivit to say Beniyu. And now when he's Chazav Ma'avdi, he does not have the Xeris HaKosav of a Yakir because the Torah only gave him the Yakir Pamachas and not Akara Achar Akara. So the second Dibur doesn't have a Torah of the Xeris HaKosav of Yakir in it, so he can't be Chazav from the first Dibur and it can't be Eikah the first Dibur. Therefore over here we don't say Teich Dibur's Ke Dibur Dami. Al-Koponim, he said over Machlikis HaRishonim, whether or not Asug is discussing Afilu Teich Dibur, Dafka Lachas Man, Chishitis HaRashbam is Afilu Teich Dibur, a person can't be Chazav and say Avdiyu, and once he says Beniyu, he's Ein Anemah to be Chazav Ema Avdiyu. And the Shita Satur is that Besaych Teich de Dibur, a person can be Eike Dibur of Avishainim, and even if he said Beniyu, he could be Chayzer Teich de Dibur and say Abdiyu. And we said of a two Malachim from Farish the Shita Sarashbam, the Pirish of the Besaysev is that being over here, once he says this Beniyu, there's a Chazok, a person doesn't call his Eved a Ben, and Melis ain't a Neman to be Chayzer Vaimer Abdiyu. And we said of the Mashmois of the Mukyasev is that the a person only has Exeris Akosev, then a Manas of a Yaket Pamachas, but like Nostan Leitaira Akara Akara Akara. And being that the first Dibur has the Xeris HaKosav of a Yakir, and the second Dibur doesn't have the Xeris HaKosav of a Yakir, he can't be Oikid Dibur of a Rishonim, and therefore when he says, Beniyu v'chazav amai avdi, he's like, afilu teich le Dibur, he's ein enemon.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.